Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Greetings, listener dear. It's Ben.
Hello.
It's Matthew.
Hello.
And it's
Tom.
Hello.
Here he is.
We are here to introduce another Flat Chair Slam Down.
A Flat Chair Slam Down.
A Flat Chair Slam Down. Yes, please.
Welcome to another fantastic episode. This was recorded at the Phoenix Pub, our spiritual home for Flat Slam.
Love yes. A Phoenix app.
And
not where we first started, though. We first started, listen to it, in the old Red Lion, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
That's right. We used to alternate between the old Red Lion and the Phoenix.
So I think our first ever one was in the old Red Lion, and it was hard work.
Hard work. Still pretty available.
Yeah, lovely venue.
Great. Oh, no, the venue itself is not. The venue's closed.
Oh, our first gone. Ever episode's available.
First ever episode's still available, yeah.
Oh,
still
gosh.
Out there. Yeah. Don't go. Don't look back, guys. Don't look back. Let's look forward to this episode instead.
Yeah,
this and let's look forwards as well to the next live show. If you're a fan of Flatshare Slamdown and you live in London or you're willing to travel, please...
Tick, tick. Both of those things.
Tickety tick. Well, come on down to the Phoenix in Cavendish Square on the 20th of November. Get your tickets from tickertext.co.uk for the next Flatshare Slamdown.
Yes.
We've got two amazing guests.
Yes, for the first time, a real-life married couple.
Yes.
Jeff Lloyd and Sarah Barron.
They're very, they're two very funny
they're
people.
Very
in
very married.
They're very,
they're so married, you guys.
That's so married, as I like to say whenever I see them. So
we'll see by the end of the ep, though.
Will they still be?
Ooh.
We pit them against each other. But yeah, come on down to that one. That should be a lot of fun. Find us on Twitter, as always.
Keep supporting the Patreon. We can't do this without your support.
If you enjoy,
thanks so much, you guys, for people who do sign up.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you
legends.
So much. If you do enjoy this kind of waffle, then we're putting out bonus waffle all the time on the Patreon, patreon.com/pappysflatshare. There'll be
brackets, bonus waffle.
Don't put the brackets in.
Oh, okay.
Because that will slightly confuse the URL.
Sorry, the brackets are spiritual.
Guys, there's spiritual brackets hanging over our head, as indeed is the Sword of Damocles. So we should move on. This is a great episode. We had two brilliant guests on this episode as well.
Yes, so have a listen and enjoy.
Oh, you could tell them who they are. They are London Hughes and Alice de Green.
I thought it was going to be like a little surprise.
Little surprise, although it's probably in the description.
It's in the description, yeah.
You would have clicked on their names.
So Al Green is brilliant. He's if not following him on Twitter or on Instagram, his videos are so funny. They're
so brilliant.
The funniest thing you can do with 40 seconds of your day each day.
Great.
And London is, this is amazing we snagged her because as you can tell from her Twitter, she's a big star out in the States now.
She's having the best year of her life.
She's having the best year of her life.
Her show will be coming to the Soho Theatre in December, I think, or New Year, to catch a dick.
Oh, great.
Well worth seeing.
Enjoy this episode, and we'll see you on the other side. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Here's how it works. We start every show with a little sketch, which we kind of sort of vaguely come up with on the spot. We won't tell you what the chore is. You'll find that out during the sketch. But can I just tell you now, this is a chore that our producer Ben here has been trying to push through for, let's say, about 3 years.
Easily.
We don't think it's a household chore. You be the judge as the sketch begins. Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, you little shit?
That's fair. Now, Tom and Ben, one of you two has got to mend the scratch on the table.
Oh, no. The table scratched?
Oh my god.
That classic household chore. There's a rotor, we do it three times a week.
Oh no! The scratch table.
The scratch table. Which one of you is going to do it? Is it going to be you, Thomas?
No, it's not going to be me. I had a terrible experience a few years ago when I scratched the table.
Oh no.
Yeah. I was at home trying to do a very experimental recipe. A high street sushi chain had asked me to come up with a buttery French pastry that was the flavour of a spicy mayonnaise.
All right.
And as I was trying to cook it, I scratched the table. My mom came home and said, is this your fault? And I said, no, It's the Itsu Srirachu Show.
Got no idea.
Itsu Srirachu.
Do you know what?
Itsu Srirachu Show.
That was the worst thing I've ever heard a white man
say. Yes! Welcome
well,
to the podcast.
In my life.
Welcome
well,
to the podcast.
Stick around.
That was horrible.
Thank you.
What about you, Clarky?
Well, I can't go within 100 feet of that table. Sadly, it's got a restraining order out on me. I can't tell you what it is I'm accused of, otherwise it would be an admission of guilt. But it's actually looking like I'm going to win the case.
Oh, good.
Touch wood.
Oh, no!
I like that one!
London
oh
likes
my
it.
God.
That's enough to start the show. Does anyone want to settle this? We're going to have a
Flash
the Slam Down! Slam Down, the panel show that says, when you take me by the hand, tell me I'm your loving man. When you give me all your love and do it the very best you can. Oh, scratch the way, I like it. 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 On those from Landlord Matthew Crosby.
Yes.
We are live here at the Cavendish Square Phoenix Pub in the nation's ever bustling capital, and one that under my roof, they'll be following my rules. Let's say hello to my tenants, Tom Parry and Benedict Clark.
Hello.
Hello. Hi guys.
Now obviously guys, you cannot fix the scratch on the table, that famous chore, on your own. Who have you brought along to hold up the yellow pages this month? Tom.
Well, Matthew, the Jamboree was in danger.
Oh no.
Yes. We've been rated the worst dressed event in the world.
Whose fault was that?
Mine. I invited my guest along to try and dress himself. She's the most fashionable person I know. It's Miss London Hughes!
London Hughes is here.
Ooh la la.
London, thank you for coming on the show.
No worries, man. This is cool and weird.
It's more of one of those things, I'd say.
No, I'm happy to be here.
I'm really happy to have you here on the show. What kind of a flatmate are you? Are you a good flatmate?
I don't know. I live by myself. You'd have to ask my cleaner. I think Beatrice likes me. She makes me pie.
Beatrice is making you pie?
How she you, makes me pie.
How are you getting she a makes... cleaner to also make you pie?
That's what they can do if you pay them.
Ah.
That's quite a job.
Yeah.
She, what
like,
types of pie?
She makes my bed and like she makes me a nice apple pie on Sundays.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and it's so weird because like she's like a like middle class white woman. And I just feel like slavery's reversed. So, I'm like, yes, this is crazy.
But, how much is a pie?
How much is the pie?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't pay for the pie.
Like, oh, you just pay for the whole service?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. Surely the cleaning service is fairly descriptive. It's cleaning, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, but you can get extras if you want.
I think if I ask for that, I get in real serious trouble.
I don't think you would, especially with your hair like that. That's anyway.
That would be a really disappointing massage show, wouldn't it?
I don't know, actually. Sometimes a nice massage and a pie at the end of it.
A pie at the end of a happy ending would be amazing.
So if you donate $25 on the Patreon, that's what we'll do for you.
Well, London, thank you for coming
no
on the
worries.
Show. Clarky, who have you brought along with you this week?
I have brought along my happiness and well-being coach. It's Alistair Green!
Oh. Alistair Green is here. Al, what a real pleasure to have you on the show.
Yep. I'll say more than this later. I don't feel like it at the moment.
Sure, okay. No, it's all right. Why give away the pie now?
Exactly.
To use a cleaning term. So, Al, are you a good flatmate? What's your relationship like with your cleaner?
No, I don't think I'm a good flatmate. No, I don't. I don't have anything to do with flatmates. No, I just keep myself to myself.
And you're
it's
do...
so weird seeing you in real life.
Like, what do you mean?
Ain't it weird?
Oh, sorry, that's my cleaner. I'm
I was about to give you a compliment, but fuck you.
Lovely.
That's what I like, a little bit of fighting spirit.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
So, we've met our contestants, but let's find out who'll be sitting at the top table as we play round one.
Oh.
My mum was off on holiday, dad's working out of town. They said I couldn't party, but a few friends came around. I told them to be careful, cause this was my parents' gaff. But Steve-O's got some Smirnoff ice, it's gonna be a laugh. Bucket Lass is on the decks, he's blaring Fat Boy Slim. And Ruth gets out a Nokia, let's get some people in. Before I can say anything, the party's come alive. Dwayne is hotboxing his Ford Fiesta on the drive. Someone's used a microwave to explode an egg. There's a plant pot in the toilet and there's vomit on my leg. Joe and Neil and Saz are kissing in my parents' room. And Sue's hallucinating cause she's licked a mushroom. I wake up the next morning and I'm in a flower bed. The house is the only thing in a worse state than my head. Everyone has legged it and my parents on their way. I start cleaning like a preacher who knows that it's judgment day. I scrub the fucking carpet and I chuck out all the tins. I mop my parents' bedsheet cause it's stained from all the sins. My mom and dad pull in as I am finishing the task. Did you have a quiet night? The first thing that they ask. Yes, I've got away with it, it's game, set and match. Then tell me this, you lying cunt, why is the table scratched? The table scratched.
So
London just said the most patronising thing in the world to each other and went, I love how much effort you've put in. Well done. It's very sweet.
Well, can I trump that? Al just leaned in and said, it's nice you play such a long song and no laughs either. Stick the fuck around, mates. Round one is called Itch and Scratch and Sniff. Now, I'm going to ask each player to rap about either something that makes you itch or something smelly without obviously saying what that thing is. The other player has to tell us what their teammate is rapping about. Now, I'll award a point for a correct guess, but up to 10 points for flow.
Oh, nice.
All right. So, Tom, you can go first. Here is your
itchy,
your itchy or smelly thing.
And I've got to guess what his smelly thing is.
London, you've got to guess what his smelly thing is.
It's narrowing down your options, that's the problem.
Okay, DJ Bucket Louse, hit it.
Whoa! Okay. Oh shit, I got an itch because I'm on the beach and I went in the sea and then, oh mercy me, something is between my cheeks and I go down their beaks. Oh no, it's gone. What am I gonna do? I'm in a cafe in Scone and something's scratching inside my trunks, no laughing.
Yeah.
I go down with my fingernails and then it starts to flutter around because something's down there, little grounds of thing. Where did it come from? Sing about it? No, I'm gonna shout it.
Okay.
I find that hard. That's pretty sure. That is a Sleaford Mods song.
You smashed that one.
You smashed it, but London, have you got any idea what Tom was rapping about?
He was rapping about sand.
He was rapping about sand in his swimsuit. Absolutely, yes. Right. Yes.
Oh.
I loved it. Well, I'm going to obviously give you the point, London, for the correct answer. Tom, I'm going to give you 7 out of 10 for flow.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Not bad.
I've set the mark quite high there.
Okay. So, Al, you're up next. Here is your itchy or smelly thing. Are you a fan of rapping?
Oh, yeah. You just stopped me, boy. You sound like a rapper, don't I?
Yeah, you really do. Okay. So, Al, you've got your thing there. Yeah? Okay, he's got his thing. DJ Bucket Louse.
You have to guess it.
Give me all you got.
Okay. Wow. I watched a thing on Twitter the other day about this thing, and someone put a knife in it and pulled out little clothes of it, and vampires hate it. I'm not fucked about rhyming, because it doesn't matter. You know what it is? How long do you have to make me do this fucking thing? When it's quite obvious what the fucking thing is. Do you want me to carry on? I can keep talking.
Yeah, like 2 more minutes. Just 2 more minutes.
Sure, no worries. We can carry on. This thing stinks. It's not pink. It's a different colour. Don't worry. It's white. Quite bright if you got a light on. Or in the dark, you know, over a park. Why would you have it over a park? I don't know. You're a busy man. You don't want to eat at home. You want to take this thing over the park with your frying pan because you're homeless. You've got a little gas stove and you're cooking up your dinner over the park with this thing because weirdly you're homeless. You still like to eat well. So you cook it up with a bit of lemon and chili. Those things go together. I'm a tramp. Yeah, I know my cuisine.
Wow. Social commentary.
Is that social commentary?
No. No, it wasn't.
So, Ben, well, firstly, I really enjoyed that, Al. That was great, because I thought there was a point there where you were ready to give up.
But he carried on, unfortunately. He really did.
You know what? But he carried on with the encouragement of his teammate, and I'd love to see a team working together.
Yeah,
so, Clarky, so. You were the wind beneath Al's wings there. Have you got any idea what he was rapping about?
I believe it's garlic.
It was, in fact, garlic. Nice. Absolutely right. And I'm going to give you 1 point, of course, for the correct answer, and I'm going to give you 6 points for Flo.
Nice.
Ooh. 6 points!
All right. All right, London. Nah. Listen.
He didn't even run.
What about that thing about Think and Pink?
Dark and Park. Nah. And Park, Dark.
He definitely found his stride.
No, he didn't.
He found his mojo late
he
in the...
He was haikuing the fuck out of Nah. You can't give him six.
All right, listen, I tell you what. You're up next.
Yes.
So before you start going, you can't give him six. Let's see how well you do, London, all right? Okay, so there is your smelly or itchy thing. Let's see if Tom can guess what it is. DJ Bucket Louse.
Hold on, I open it.
All right, okay, I'm sorry. All right, hold tight, Bucket Louse. Hold fire, Bucket Louse.
Whoa, Bucket Louse.
Bucket Louse.
Write it in.
Get down off your decks, Bucket Louse.
Bucket Louse.
Hold on, pumping your arms. Can you not say the thing at all?
You can't say the thing at all. But you can do a fantastic 10 out of 10 rap.
Right. Yeah, I will.
DJ Bucket Louse, are you ready? Mm-hmm. Make a grown man cry.
Yo. London Here we go. On the mic, let's go. Yo, I don't mean to be bitchy, but these things get me pretty itchy. They buzz around when I'm on holiday, and I'm like, fuck off, you shitters, go away! They buzz around and they sting me. I'm like, you're a dickhead. I don't like them. They make too much noise. They keep me up, and you see them in hot countries like Jamaica or another hot country. Yeah. I'm pretty sure you know what it is.
Yeah.
Because you went to university. So I don't need to rap anymore. Because you got this one for free.
Please.
Yeah. That was awkward. It's okay. I'm right and you're white, and let's do this. The answer is what?
Mosquito.
Bites.
That was very good, actually.
I mean, I thought it was fine, but no cooking tips.
Exactly. Good point. What are we doing this for, guys? So that was actually very good.
It was.
Thank you so much.
I'm going to give you... Well, the thing is, because I know Clarkie's good,
You know I'm not.
I'm going to give you, on your own merits, I'm going to give you 9 out of 10.
Yes!
9 out of 10 for Flo. And, of course, 1 point there for the correct answer to Tom Parry there. So, finally, it's Clarkie's turn. I think sealing the envelopes was a mistake. I can agree that now.
I like the effort we put into this.
We put in a lot of effort.
A lot of effort.
Thanks to producer
envelopes.
Gwyn there for
they
sealing the envelopes.
Seal their envelopes.
A lot of effort.
Okay. Clarky, you've got your itchy or smelly thing?
Yeah.
Al? He's not. Let's see if you can work out what he's rapping about. DJ Bucket Louse, make those ones and twos sing for us.
Ooh. Yeah.
Strong
motherfucker!
I'm turned on!
Yeah. Whoa, this stuff's good for soil. You put it in and it makes it nice.
Strong. Strong.
It smells strong in the summer when it boils. You put it in and it makes it nice.
Just 2 more minutes, please, Clarky. Just 2 more minutes. It does make it nice, Clarky, but come on, give us a little bit more flavour, please.
Oh, I don't want to say what, but it comes out of an animal's butt. Yes.
And it makes it nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it makes it nice.
Well,
they might neigh when they eat down so lovely hay. Yes, and they bleat and they... No, they don't bleat. And it makes it nigh.
Yeah, it makes it nigh.
Nigh.
It makes it nice.
So nice.
Oh my God.
Eurovision. Eurovision.
Can I just say straight away, for backing vocals, I've got to give London and Tom an extra 5 points there.
Yes.
If only there was expression to explain how they made it. But they certainly made it something.
I think it was nice.
So Clarkie, lovely work there.
Thank you very much.
So tell us, Al, you've got all the clues there. They bleat, they don't bleat, it makes it nice. What was Clarkie rapping about?
It was confused horse manure.
It was confused horse manure, it's absolutely right.
How
1 point there.
And I think, even guess that?
I mean, it was really impressive. I think we should give an extra point to Al for getting that, because 2 points to Al for getting it, and I think a cool 4 points to Clarkie for Flo.
That's it, nice.
Nice.
It really did make it nice, though.
It did make it nice.
Not going to lie to
you. You guys.
About it making it nice. Okay, DJ Bucket Louse, at the end of that round, can you give us the scores, but lay down a beat and make it nice.
Make it nice.
I can't make it rhyme, though.
Don't worry about making it rhyme, just make it nice.
Yo, Tom and Lullen have 23. Oh. Ben and Al have 13.
And it makes it nice.
Oh, nice.
It makes it nice. Yeah. And it makes it nice. So Tom and London are in the lead.
When I say makes it, you say makes it.
Yes.
Makes it.
Yes.
When I say special fried, you say rice. When I say Asda, you say price. Asda, price. Asda, price.
We've got rodents. What are they?
Mice.
What are they?
Mice.
I've got mice.
Oh, my good Lord. Tom and London are in the lead, but will Ben and Al ever be up to scratch? Let's find out as we play round two. It's Flat Games.
Hooray! Let's play together.
Games.
Let's play forever. Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there.
Use your toe.
Games. If you lose, you get nothing.
Games.
If you win, you get
gold.
Listen to that, Bucket Louse!
Nice!
We bought this!
Nice! Yes, it's Flat Games, where because it is producer Ben's final show with us, we thought we'd revisit a classic game. It's our version of Call of Duty, which you all remember was called Call of Booty. Now, we all know that celebs love nothing more than getting down and dirty with other famous faces. I know that's true of every member of the panel. In this game, we're going to eavesdrop on their filthy conversations. Each team member...
Only London reacted to that like that was real, then.
I think she's the only one who's technically a celebrity as well, so I think that's the...
about to say.
That's the reason why, yeah.
I was going
to
say that.
Do check out Al on Instagram, though. He's very good. Each team member is given the name of a celebrity. They then have to pretend to be that celebrity, making a sexy booty call to their teammate who's going to be playing another celeb. Now, obviously, neither player knows who their teammate is pretending to be, so the object of the game is to give clues to your opponent using sexy chat. Once the call is over, I would like each player to guess who their teammate was pretending to be. So, Tom and London, you're going to go first. All Tom, right. That is for you. Thank London, you. That is for you.
Are these envelopes sealed?
These are sealed envelopes.
They better be.
The effort, man. The effort you put.
So if you want to peel that open there and look inside. Yeah, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. This is... Okay. Oh, so...
No. How the fuck...
Well, do your best, basically.
How the fuck would they be saying?
Yeah. Mm. Do your worst. Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Bring.
Shit,
bring.
Wait, is that improv? Hold on.
That's it. The first rule of improv is shout, hold on.
And to close your eyes.
Yeah.
Got to get in character.
You've got to get in character. You've got to become the celeb themselves.
Hello.
Excuse me?
Hey.
Who?
Hello.
Pardon?
Hi.
What?
Are you the sexy cunt?
Wow. Whoa.
Because I want to make love to you in an... And then eat your sandwich, because your sandwiches are shit!
Has anybody else got a boner?
You know? What say you about that?
Well, you've certainly struck a chord with me.
Really?
Yes.
Should we fuck in the kitchen where I work?
You could really play my G string.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Try harder.
What?
I feel like I'm making it pretty obvious who the fuck I am, you stupid sausage.
Yes. Sorry. I really like...
What are you? A sexy idiot sandwich.
I could... I know you like to cook. I could be your sexy carrot top.
Seriously?
Ooh, yes.
Amazing. I love gingers.
Yes.
Okay.
You could bend me over a pyramid and stage an orgasm into me.
And stage an orgasm?
Pyramid.
I feel so sorry for your wife.
An orgasm.
Why would we be over a pyramid?
And then we could stay in a pyramid and we could stage an orgasm. Pyramid stage an orgasm.
Oh, I see. Yes. In a field, maybe.
Pardon? Yes, yes.
I can't wait to see you perform.
And the shape of that field I really like. Oh.
Okay, then you need
I'm
to
in love with
be
it.
More sexy because there's a lot of people in that field.
Oh, yes.
So,
yes.
Be specific about...
You could unplug my arsehole because it'd be acoustic.
Again, it's a very big field with a very strong, solid sexual lineup.
Yes.
So you need to break it down.
But I'm your sexy carrot top and I'm unplugged so you can unplug my butt.
Amazing.
I like the shape of the field. I'm in love with it.
Amazing.
And
I'm
wearing glasses in your arsehole.
Yay. Okay,
we
so...
feel like we both have a strong connection.
You've got a really strong connection. That is actually the best date I've ever been on, and I wasn't even on it. Do you think you know who each other is?
I do now.
Okay, Tom, who do you think London was?
Oh, sexy Gordon Ramsay.
Sexy Gordon Ramsay, yes. Absolutely
Gordon
right.
Gordon Ramsay, Molly.
Lovely stuff.
He is actually quite fit.
He's quite a sexy guy, yeah.
Yeah.
And London, who was Tom being?
He was Ed Sheeran.
He was Ed Sheeran, yes.
Yes.
There in the end.
Two points there to London.
I love
and
a guy who thinks the phrase "you can unplug my arsehole" is sexy.
And also specifically linked to Ed Sheeran. Like, how am I supposed to get that from Ed?
I mean, I did actually.
Oh wow!
He likes to go unplugged, and he is an arsehole.
Come on!
He's a lovely boy.
He's a nice boy.
He's a nice guy.
Fuck.
Okay.
Matthew.
Yes, yeah.
All that effort for just 2 points.
Afraid so. Do you want to give him more points?
Do we get some kind of bonus point for it being okay?
Bonus
points. Do you want bonus points?
I would like some.
Yeah, do you want some bonus points?
Yeah.
I'm not sure that's how games work.
How many do you want? I want 7, please.
7, okay, fair enough. You get 7 bonus points. All right.
Sorry, is that how the game works?
Yeah, how many do you want?
I don't know, 20?
Sure, okay, 20, yeah, great.
No, that's not how it works.
That's the end.
Why didn't you ask for 20?
Guys, that's the end of bonus points, all right?
Oh, we really missed out there. We really missed out there, London.
We are not equal.
We really didn't make hay while the sun shone.
That's not how it works.
It pays to listen to the podcast first. We do this every week.
London, I'm sorry.
That's the way it works.
You'll have to wait. I'll be doing bonus points later in the round, okay? But consider how many you ask for next time, all right? Yes,
I will.
Go for it. You have to judge it.
Yeah.
Okay. So they got 2 points plus seven bonus points.
And they got nothing else.
They got
nothing.
20 bonus points. Can you get 2 points for your sexy call?
I mean, I've got to do all this for 2 points.
See, that's what happens when you give privileges to the white man. He don't want to work for it no more. That's right. That's why women have to come to the table and we work twice as hard for half the shit. That is what happens. Take that shit back.
No, I've got 20 points. I don't want to work anymore.
But it turns out all you had to do was just ask.
Fuck's sake. No, take it away. Equality.
Yes, equality. Give us more points.
Okay, whatever they're both on, let's round it up to the same amount, okay?
Great.
So let's say they're both now on 50 points each, all right? That's equality, all right?
Can I, end of the show.
What's that?
End of the show, both teams 100 points.
Lovely.
No, let's give them something to work for.
Okay.
So they're both on 50 points now, okay? 50 points. 50 points aside.
I think you might have fucked
No, no, you fucked it because I was already in the lead.
Yeah, you really...
So
yeah.
I had to get plus 50.
What, do you want equality or you not want equality?
No, oh, no! I'm in the lead!
London!
No!
Let's not...
I worked
Why
hard!
Why couldn't you be happy with what you had?
No! I worked that for those extra points. Can't take them away. I worked hard for it.
All right. 57 to London and Tom.
Thank you.
And some other points we're going to find out later on about.
Wow.
To Al and fair. Ben.
Wow.
Producer Ben, I hope you're keeping track of all of this. So Ben and Al, your phone call is about to begin. Bring, 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 bring.
Oh. What are you wearing?
Oh, sort of a big pink plastic costume. Do you want to come round to my house to party?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to touch my blobby? Yeah. Would you like that?
Okay. I won't be so judgy this time, don't worry.
No, I'm going to lay down the law here. I mean, it's deal or no deal. What do you want?
Okay. Well, if you play your cards right, you might be able to see my golden ex.
Oh,
yeah.
I'd love that.
Imagine what that is.
Is it in your box?
I really don't know. You made me so sexy, I forget almost everything about myself.
Yeah, I know you've
It's like, at most, I know my name. And,
okay.
And maybe one thing I've done in the past.
Okay.
And even that, I think I might be wrong on.
Okay. I love that. That's what gets me going.
That's what you do to me.
Why have you got a golden axe?
Oh, but a golden X.
A golden X?
Yeah, I'll give it to you because... Then you're through to the final round.
Oh,
yeah.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah.
I'm very polite when I'm wanking.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you know what? That sounds absolutely smashing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've seen you, and let me tell you, you've got talent.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't care which one.
Just hold me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know who I am.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much from the offset, to be entirely honest with you.
Yeah.
But,
yeah,
to be honest, I don't even know who I am.
Right. So all you know about yourself is...
I am female.
You're female.
That is sexy.
I mean, I'm not fussy that was my only... Yeah. If you're a man, I was fine with that as well.
Okay, great. Well,
so you're a female. I still feel like it's quite a wide pool to narrow down from.
That is a huge shape for you.
Yeah.
Is
there a time limit on this?
Properly?
I'm enjoying this so much. Don't stop because I've nearly finished.
Oh, your vagueness is getting me
posh.
Going.
I'm posh.
You're posh.
All right, so end it there. Okay, end of the round. End of the round. Okay, Al, have you got any idea who Ben was trying to be?
Amanda Holden?
It was Amanda Holden! Wowee!
Oh, I'm posh.
I'm a female.
I'm
posh.
What else has she done?
Yeah.
Did she fuck Les Dennis? Point.
She fucked Les Dennis, absolutely. That would have been a good
She was married to him, wasn't she?
No, she just fucked him. She weren't married.
I think they were married to him, yeah.
They were married. She fucked someone else, that was the problem.
Clarkie, any idea who Al was supposed to be?
Oh, Noel Edmonds.
It was Noel Edmonds.
Strong. Yes.
So
2 points.
Two points in the bag.
Can we have 20?
Don't do that.
Do you know what?
Don't do
I'm
that.
Tempted to give you 20, but it got me in so much trouble last time. It's just
so
not just not worth the hassle.
It's a different time.
It's a different time now, isn't it?
Different time.
Amen.
Okay. So producer Ben, if you can make any kind of vague I'm glad it's not me saying this. Have you got any idea what the scores are at the end of that round in your sexiest voice, please?
I'm terrified.
Ooh. Sexy fear.
But I'm going to give both teams a hot 57 points.
57 points for both teams.
Everyone's a winner.
We will be back with more Flatshare Slam Down after these messages. See you in a bit. Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
After that, I feel red hot. The perfect temperature and colour for our next round is Beef Brothers.
Whoa!
Well, if you got a problem, don't call it a problem. If you got a problem, call it a beef. If you got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers, sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers. Where each week, that's not
a
bad one, is it?
Likes that one.
That's the only one I like.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wowee.
Fair enough.
They weren't funny enough, and they were too long.
Yeah.
They're all thinking it.
Well. Once
we're
again,
all thinking it.
Stick around. Finally, we meet our iTunes reviewers.
But still, five stars.
Yeah.
You're going to love the next one, mate.
I'd grab myself another bag of crisps if I were you. It is Beef Brothers, where each week we ask our panellists to sort out a flat share-based beef. And today's one comes from Miriam, who is in the audience. Miriam, are you there?
Hello.
It's a short beef. And it shouldn't really be a beef either, because it starts, my vegan housemates keep hiding my honey.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
It starts and ends like that.
It ends.
Gosh.
It starts with my vegan and it ends with honey. And the words in the middle are housemates keep hiding.
Wow, gosh.
Yeah. So.
It's a pure beef.
It's a pure beef. It's a strong beef.
It's a tofu.
It's a tofu.
It's Tofu Brothers. Thank you, mate.
It's a Tofu Brothers.
Wait, hold on. No, but ain't vegans... Are vegans allowed to have honey?
No.
Well, let's find out.
Because it comes... the bees make the...
No, it comes out of cow's tits.
ain't that... Are you allowed?
Bees?
Yeah, but bees... You can't
exploit animals if you're a vegan.
This is... Thank you very much. The perfect voice.
Are you a vegan?
No, I used to be.
You started to You've just retained the tone. Yeah, we can hear it, mate. We can hear it. The volume of privilege.
Honestly, it's really bad. I've lost so many friends to veganism last year. And I'm like, I can't fuck with them anymore because they're dickheads now. And I'm honestly, it's really sad that it's been happening.
That is a real loss for you.
It is a loss.
It's lucky that you're not on the vegan housemate side, London. So Tom and London, you are on Miriam's side. Ben and Al, you are on the side of the housemates. But before we make our cases, let's have a little cross-examination. Anyone got any questions for Miriam? Now, I'm assuming the housemates aren't here, but we do have a former vegan here who can field some questions.
I'm sure he will.
So any questions for Miriam?
Miriam?
Yes.
Are you nice?
Yeah, I think
you
I'm
sound nice. Lovely.
You sound really nice.
Thank
you.
You
don't sound nice.
And it's a nice name. Have you ever met a bad Miriam?
Never.
No.
All Miriams have been old or lovely.
Or old and
old
lovely.
Old or lovely.
Okay, Miriam, how long have you been hiding your honey, babe?
Yeah. I guess a couple of months.
Months, you know.
They don't...
That's a disrespect.
They don't so much hide it from me, they just hide it from public view. So I like to keep it on the shelf next
right,
to the mugs.
Right, it's pretty in it, in a little jar.
You like your guests to see your honey.
Want to see that you're privileged, that you can afford honey.
Exactly. Yeah. You've earned that honey.
You earn it.
Yeah.
Do you know who made this honey? My cleaner.
Hey, whoa.
Beatrice does dabble in honey.
Beatrice keeps. Beatrice is a keeper.
Yes, okay.
And not just because of the way she makes her pies. What? You know what I'm saying?
Love that Beatrice.
Any questions from this side? Yeah.
What do you use your honey for?
I put it in tea.
In tea? Yeah.
Miriam puts honey in her tea. Of course she does.
Have you ever met a Miriam who doesn't put honey in their tea?
Oh,
Miriam's put honey in
her tea. Are you wearing a cardigan?
Yes, she is. And a large straw hat. And a large straw hat. And do you play lawn tennis, Miriam? Of course you do.
Yeah. She sounds like she's wearing a cardigan.
She does.
Cardigan vibes from her. So I'm happy.
Any other question? You enjoying those crisps?
Do they hide... Are you?
Is this your tactic for psyching out the other team?
Loudly during the other people's case,
because we've had complaints about us making noises on the podcast.
I will say
a lot of it is just talking.
That is an absolute bugbear of mine.
I'm vegetarian, but
vegan. Yes, good. Is that the thinking man's vegan?
Yeah.
A vegetarian. Exactly. Someone who knows balance, a bit of balance. Bees like making honey, right?
It's their job.
No, they don't like making honey for other people.
Can we?
What are you talking about? They make it for the queen.
They make it for themselves.
No, they make it for the queen.
Yeah, okay, then for
so
the queen.
So that's the other person in bee world.
Are we about to have a fight?
Yes.
Here we go. Is there anything else you have that they object to?
Me in it.
She's a veggie.
Oh, yeah. Fish in it.
Fish
in it.
It's just a veggie.
What's a veggie? Do they object to anything else, Bobs?
Not anything I do, but when they interviewed for new flatmates, they did specify that we weren't allowed carcasses in the
fridge. Shut the fuck up! No! I'm paying your rent! And you're telling me what to eat!
Sorry, did you say carcasses?
Fuck that. That's carcasses. That was their choice of words, but
they carcasses. Said carcasses.
They did.
Why? How many vegans do you live with, Miriam?
Two.
Oof, a horde.
Are they a couple?
A horde of vegans. They hunt in pairs. They do.
Miriam, are they a couple?
They're a couple. And
oh God! I believe vegans
We're
who fuck.
The Bible ready.
God damn it! Imagine the smell coming off that bedroom. Two copulating vegans.
Does it smell like peanuts, innit? It smells like sweaty peanuts.
I believe peanuts. Two vegans are actually called a smug of vegans.
A pride of vegans, yes.
If there are any vegans listening, we do love you.
No, we don't. No, we don't. You're annoying.
It's not necessarily the views of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown. Certainly not the views of the host of Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown.
You're annoying, man. Stop it.
Is it just you and the couple?
And the extra who passed the no carcasses rule.
Hold on, what? Wait.
Do you live in a cult?
Someone passed the rule.
So there's the smug, then there's Miriam,
and
then there's the extra.
What's the extra?
Yeah, what's the extra's deal?
I guess they just have agreed not to keep meat in the fridge.
Are they a vegan?
I haven't asked them.
Do they not?
I don't want to know.
They must be to agree to such hygiene.
What the...
That's to be a vegan. Surely only a vegan would agree.
To such hijinks.
Surely we can only conclude.
Only conclude.
That the extra.
That the extra.
Surely.
Is indeed
is a vegan.
Clearly.
Okay. The evidence points
to
them being.
Free vegans.
Free vegans.
And a million.
Trip vegans.
Vegans.
Trip vegans. Triggers.
Tra vegans.
Triggers.
Triggers. This is intriguing.
Intriguing.
With the intriguers.
Intriguers.
Okay, Miriam, we got this.
Yeah, you got this.
Your back.
Okay, now I feel
like safe hands.
That is enough information for you to make your case. So I'm going to call upon London Hughes. You have a minute.
Your Honour.
To begin the case. The minute started, apparently. Okay, let's do this. Here we go. Your minute starts now.
My gentlemen of the jury and the court. Right? I ain't never been.
And they're always bloody gentlemen, am I right?
Yeah. Where's the women?
Where's the bloody women on this jury?
Yeah.
I
ain't never been to court because I'm not problematic, but.
Well, you are, but not for those reasons.
Yeah. I have watched a lot of Ally McBeal, so I'm gonna do
this. Yes,
let's do it.
All right. Oh. So basically,
a bar that was a fish tank. Do you remember Ally McBeal?
Yeah.
The best.
There's no time for that now, Tom.
I'm sorry.
Bob the Shepherd, remember her?
Bob the Shepherd, what a part. She could really sing.
Oh,
Imagine we finish this, we go to the bar, Vonda Shepherd's on the piano, there's fish ears everywhere. Mate. What a life.
That was a good time.
Anyway, that's your time.
It was a different time.
Madly, she's still got 25 seconds, so you're fine.
So my client, Miriam, she's living in a house that she pays rent for.
Rent?
Yeah, you pay rent in it? Rent. Pays rent for. She can't afford a mortgage yet, it's not my business.
Sure.
Nah. What she wants, she comes home, she brings honey, she wants to enjoy the honey, and she wants everyone to know she can afford honey. She got honey money, right? Thank you. But the problem is, the other proprietors of the yard that they live in, sorry, the house, I got a bit urban, I'm so sorry, of the house that they live in, have told her she can't display her wealth of honey because they find it against veganism, right? Anti-veg. And I'm here to say, fuck that noise.
Fuck that noise!
Live and let live, and let's all display our honeys, because sometimes it bees like that.
Yes, all right. London used there, thank you very much.
Let the record show she popped a crisp in her mouth at the end of that.
Oh, the record and the microphones will show that. Don't you worry about that. Now, Al, you are going to begin the case now for the defence. So you have...
I've got no idea what's going on.
So listen, I tell you what, keep that to yourself.
Okay. What do I have to do?
First rule of the courtroom, never say, I've got no idea what's going on. Okay, so basically, they are on Miriam's side. They think the honey should be displayed. You are on the vegan side. And I don't know... Let me just... I think the audience are on your side as well. You're on the vegan side. And basically, you have to put forward your case for the vegans, okay? You've got a minute to do that to show say why Miriam is wrong, but the vegans are right. Does that make sense?
Nope, but...
Okay, well, you've got a minute.
Has it started?
Well, I mean, I let's say it has.
Okay.
Okay.
What has it?
Your minute starts now.
Okay. I'm defending the vegan.
Yeah, right. Defending the vegans. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, and what happened again? I've genuinely forgotten.
This is why I didn't want it to have 57 points. You don't deserve it.
Okay, yeah. Your vegan housemates are hiding the honey. Okay.
Welcome to the show, Al.
I'd love to know what you've been thinking about for the last 10 minutes. Because you've just checked out, haven't you?
Yeah, I was thinking about Noel Edmonds.
Okay.
I'm defending you.
No, you're defending the vegan housemates.
Oh, sorry, I don't understand. I'm so sorry. How long's left?
You got 15 seconds.
Oh, fuck off. The vegan housemates hid the honey. Well, that's good. Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
Start again.
Yeah.
Let's start again.
Your minute starts now.
I've got it. Well, no, they're right. You shouldn't. The point of veganism is that you shouldn't exploit. That vegans see it as you're exploiting the produce of the bee. So they're
you're
right.
You're just mansplaining veganism.
Why is she interrupting me?
Okay. You're going to be in contempt of court in a second,
sorry,
London, all right?
Objection, Your Honour.
Carry on, Al. You've got 35 seconds.
No, actually, I'm glad she interrupted because I was confident and then I lost it after about 15 seconds.
Al Stick, everybody. Al Stick there. Al Stick. Now, we normally go and ask how it's going so far, and increasingly, as this round goes on, that doesn't need to be asked. Miriam, how are you feeling?
Pretty positive.
Yeah, you should do. But all of that can change because we've got the second prosecution in the form of Tom. Now, Tom, are you going to be doing this as yourself?
No, I'm going to be doing it in the style of a Deep South defence lawyer.
Oh.
From a John Grisham novel. Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen, presiding and providing. Your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Yeah, we've been listening to a lot of big words there from them there lawyers from the big city. They come down here and talk about them veganism. Hell, round here we Christian folk. I don't know about that there. No veganism sounds like some kind of a cult to me. Hell, they in the barn at midnight, dancing with the goats. Round here we simple folk, we church-going folk. I recognize you there from the vestry. cleanest vestry I ever heard. Don't stop cleaning there now, Beatrice. Thanks for the pie. Firmest crust I ever did taste. You know what I'm saying? All this talk here now of hiding your honey got me thinking of a story that I'm sure you all know. It takes me back now 10, 12, 15 months. Y'all remember the old tradition of this town, the biggest beard competition. Who can grow the biggest beard? Little bit of fun. Get us through September, beard month. Let's grow. That's the phrase. Remember the tragic tale, though, of little Johnny Tim. Small lad. Puberty. Firm growth rate. Yeah. Strong mustache. Favorite for the tournament. Mom and dad, they didn't approve. Can't go out there with a beard that size, boy. What'll the town say? Poor little Timmy John.
It was Johnny Tim, but... I think his nickname was Timmy John.
His nickname was Timmy John. Hell, Johnny Tim there. You never call him Johnny Tim if you're his friend. Hid himself away, scared of the beard. Hell, some say he thought that beard back into his chin.
No, yeah. I'm sorry, Miriam, he fucked it. We were going well, I don't know what I thought. I've gone to where Al went.
Like. My English friend here, she doesn't understand our ways. You know what I'm saying here. Little Timmy John's dealing with 752 ingrowing hairs. No man can survive that sort of thing. He died that night. He ingrown himself to death. Things would have been different. We'd put him on a pedestal. Hell, we'd have built him a statue. All I'm saying is when the Lord gives you a beard, you enter that competition. You put your honey on a shelf. No further questions, Your Honor.
Well,
we'll find out.
I think what Fanshawe's proposing, Miriam, is a beard of bees. It's worth a try. But obviously, all's not lost. We still have the defence, the final case for the defence. Ben Clark, your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Well, Miriam. You bastard.
Now it's
with your honey. As we vegans call you.
Oh, you're a vegan, are you?
Well, tonight I am. Right now I am. Winnie the shit. That's you with your bloody honey. But look, I understand, Miriam. It's hard living in London. You know, the rent, the house price is also hard. You have to live with people. You can't always choose who you live with. And then the whole time, you're trying to work to desperately, you know, get enough so you can live in your place. And the landlords, they're just leeching off you. Well, Miriam, how do you think the fucking bees feel? Ooh. There you are, coming along.
Ooh.
Taking their shit. All I'm saying is, you don't need to put honey in your tea. You can still put sugar in your tea, and it still makes it nice.
Nice. No.
Such.
Nice.
You made it nice right at the end.
Nice.
You gotta make it nice.
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 I didn't do it once, I did it
twice.
I don't like sugar, I like
spice. That's
honey.
Yeah, honey. Very good point.
That was really good.
The Son of God is
Christ!
I'm black, so I don't get head.
Lice.
The German word for white is?
Weiss.
It's all facts, actually.
That's my catchphrase.
All facts.
Black people don't get hair lice because our hair's greasy and they don't like that environment. So you learn.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I love it. Tom doesn't get hair lice either.
I killed their environment.
A scorched earth policy in your case.
Homeless lice. That's all I get.
So, now, two very strong arguments, which is a shame because there were four people speaking. So...
Good. Right.
So I have to throw it open to our Phoenix audience tonight. So if you think London and Fanshawe and therefore Miriam is in the right, I would like you to applaud now.
Oh,
it's strong. It's strong.
The strong.
The claptometer register that is very strong. If you think Ben and Al, well, if you think Ben made the best case, applaud now.
And he had a callback in it as well.
Yeah.
I think London's the deciding vote.
Yeah. I think the vegans have won. I think the vegans have won.
The vegans have won.
The vegans have won.
Vegans!
Fuck it. Taking our honey, taking our. Don't talk to them anymore.
So next up, if Al and London thought our jingles were long.
Oh shit. Can I get another packet of crisps?
You're gonna need a packet of crisps.
You can get a multi-pack, mate.
This is the quickfire round jingle, and it's always fun to hear to watch someone listen to this for the first time. Let's hear it.
Quickfire round. It's the round that goes really quickly, which is why it would be much more suitable if it had a quick introduction. That would suit it right down to the ground. It should have an introduction that lasts merely seconds. A pithy jingle that goes, whoa, quick fire round, let's go! And then it's finished.
Oh, that would be the dream.
Whoa, quick fire round, let's go! That's all it would be. And then we'd be quick firing. It's a catchy jingle. It's an earworm, the kind you would sing in the shower. You'd get in there and be scrubbing away.
Ooh, don't watch me in the shower.
You'd be scrubbing in the shower. And then suddenly it would hit you. Wow, quickfire round, let's go! You'd sing over and over. But instead we've got this really long jingle, it just keeps going.
Ooh, it's not ideal.
You wouldn't sing this in the shower because you'd run out of hot water. This jingle's more of a traffic jam kind of jingle. It's being stuck on the M25 and not knowing when you're going to move. It's like when you're sat in a chair on your patio thinking of days gone by. Thinking back. For example, thinking, I used to produce a podcast and it had a long jingle.
Ben Walker reminisces.
I remember those days. I used to say, let's have a shorter jingle. But no, the jingle would stay really, really long. And so I got out when I could, and I stopped producing the podcast. Just to give my brain a rest. Enjoy your retirement, Ben.
get out while you can. Get well soon, mate. I'm not sure the reasons why you're leaving, but anyway, I guess that's it now. It's time for us to get back into the jingle. Let's get on with the quick fire round. Here it comes. Whoa! Quick fire round! Yeah!
Oof. Al?
I liked it.
You like that one?
Because it was actually funny.
Finally.
Like,
finally funny.
I laughed, so it was worth it. And
great.
That's all that matters.
Al?
Best song I've ever heard. Yeah.
Great. So in this quickfire round, we're playing Scratch That. Now, I'm going to give you a question. I'd like you to give me an answer. And if I don't fancy that answer, I'll say Scratch That, and you have to give me another answer to the same question. For example, if I said, name a thing that's cold, and you said ice, I'd say Scratch That, and you'd have to say another thing that's cold, like my heart. So, for your buzzers, I'd like you to shout out your first names. Ben and Al, let's hear those. Ben?
Al.
Lovely stuff. Very quick.
No, but that's not fair. Because I've got two syllables.
Do you want to do a single syllable? Do you want to do Lun?
Do Lun.
Lun. Should I just do Lun?
Yeah, just
and
do
I'll,
Lun.
And I'll do Dun.
Yeah, great. You're Dun, you're Lun. Let's hear it now.
Lun.
Dun.
Lovely stuff. First question. Give me, yeah, why not?
Yeah?
Well, you can, do you want to?
I think London Hughes is my spirit animal.
Yeah.
I genuinely do.
I mean, you are both equally annoying.
You can't say that to me, that's sexist and racist.
Anyway, why have they got a bell?
Shush!
Shut up! She's earned the fucking bell, mate, alright?
Do you know what? She took the bell and I thought, I could argue about it, I could just give her the bell. Just roll over and give her the bell.
Quality.
Okay, that's not what I meant. I'm a married man, I've got a child on the way.
Whatever.
That I've is got Pavlovian.
You
want
to give it to me? It's cool.
Weirdly, every time you give her the bell, my mouth waters. Oh, horrible.
I feel like I've lowered the tone of the show.
Yeah, you really have.
Great.
You really have. I love
time.
It.
It's okay. Time.
A musical act beginning with B. London. I'm going to have to hurry you.
A musical act, the blues.
A musical act, not a genre.
Blue.
Ben.
The band Blue.
Yeah.
I'll take Blue, but scratch that.
Bob Dylan.
I'll give it to you. A naughty word.
Ben.
The bell's quite fast, isn't it?
It is.
It made him forget his name.
Can we stop calling her the bell, please?
Okay.
She's the bell of the ball.
She's the absolute bell of the ball. Give us a naughty word.
Fuck sandwich.
Fuck. I'm not going to scratch that. I loved it. Something you put in your mouth.
Ben. Don.
Ben.
Fuck sandwich.
Scratch that.
A bell.
I'm going to take it.
What?
A day of the week.
Don.
Tuesday.
Scratch that.
Wednesday.
Scratch that.
Thursday.
Scratch that.
Friday.
I'm going to set Friday. An item of clothing only a granny would wear.
Ben. Tom.
Ben was first there.
A hairnet.
Yes, I'm going to accept that.
Your
actually.
Granny's dead.
Oh.
Whoa! Oh.
Guys, it's funny because it's true. Why aren't you laughing?
An item of cutlery.
Tom.
London.
A spork.
Oh, I love that straight away. A celebrity beginning with R.
Ben.
Ben.
Rachel Riley.
Oh, double R. Scratch that. And give me a double double R.
Robert Reed.
That's
my friend.
Robert Reed was actually was on.
Robert Redford.
Robert Redford, I'm going to accept that. The greatest film of all time.
Pardon?
The greatest film of all time.
Ben.
London.
Finding Nemo.
It's not bad, but scratch that.
The Godfather.
Scratch that.
Memento.
Yes, now we're talking. Of course,
it's fucking sick.
Of course, it's Memento. I've got it tattooed on my stomach back to front.
Fucking sick film.
It's a sick film, guys. Another word for bum.
It's nice.
It's nice.
Ben.
It's nice.
Ask but scratch that. Booty. Booty. I'm going to accept a dessert.
Tom.
Tom.
Sundays.
That's the day of the week you've got back to the next. But scratch that.
Mondays.
Happy days. A cartoon character.
Tom.
Tom.
Donald Duck.
I loved it, but scratch that.
Daffy Duck.
Clarky. Oh,
Mickey Mouse.
Yep, they're all cartoon characters. Something you stroke.
Ben.
I think London was just
pussy.
Asked.
The cat, the animal, come
either
on.
Way. But either way, you well, stroke them both, especially okay. They're furry.
Scratch that.
Your beard.
My beard, yeah, go on.
I love how many points of, flirting has got us tonight. I've never seen you be flirted out of points so much.
It's really working.
When you're
though.
Sat next to London Hughes.
It's really working.
Hold my beer.
Something blue. Yes.
Blue.
Blue is blue, yeah, technically.
Yes. Blue is blue, mate.
Blue is blue.
Stroke his beard.
Abadi Abadi, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. Blue is blue, mate.
3 points. Now,
blue is blue.
Someone you hate.
Ben.
London, and we'll get to you, Ben.
Oh, no, I was just saying I hate myself. Oh, hey.
In which case, 2 points. London, someone you hate.
Donald Trump.
Fair enough, but scratch that.
Boris Johnson.
Scratch that.
Who do I hate? I'm quite a lovable person. Who do you hate? Vegan! Vegan!
A secret you've never told anyone. London.
Yeah. Oh, baby.
I fancy Matthew Crosby.
Oh!
Okay. Something. I'm not going to scratch it. I'm going to do something else to it, but not scratch it. Something young people do.
Tom.
Tom.
Twerk.
Something. Scratch that.
Don't work.
I love it. And finally, a great sing along.
Tom.
Tom.
How many special people change? How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walk.
But no, okay, that's what you got to. So before we find out the final scores, London, Al, have you got anything to plug? You'd like to the people who enjoy this podcast to
no.
enjoy?
No,
nothing.
I wanna plug Al.
Yeah, big up Al.
Al is so funny. You can't tell today, but he's so
yeah.
He's so likable and so funny on Twitter, but it just doesn't resonate through podcasts and real life. So please follow him on Twitter.
He's really found his medium on Twitter.
Yeah, he's really found his... He does little videos and he's so really funny in the videos. So please, please respect Al and please be fans of Al.
Do follow Al on Instagram.
What's his handle?
It's
sort of a compliment. at Mr. Alistair Green, if you want to look
he's
at
that. Really, guys, honestly, really funny. Really, really funny.
The London Hughes seal of approval there.
Also, Alistair, time for you to return the compliment.
Yeah, you got to plug me, babes.
Nah, we'll leave that there.
Can I also plug myself?
Yeah, of course
you can. Got a show, it's called To Catch a Dick, and it's at the Pleasance Attic at 8:15.
What's To Catch a Dick about, by the way?
Would you ever wonder? It's about my love life, and love it's no holds barred, and literally, tickets are selling like hot dicks. So please, get them now, because the preview's all sold out in a day. I'm going to have to write the show now. So please, fucking come to Edinburgh and see me. Thanks.
Okay. Tickets are selling like dickets.
Really are. I'm really happy that white people like me, so it's great. I appreciate it.
Well, if you like this podcast, please leave us a review on iTunes. Also, as well, if you'd like to give a donation, you can do that at shityearmoney.com. You can also sign up to the Patreon. And, of course, we can't end the show without saying a big, lovable thank you to Ben Walker, everybody.
Ben Walker. Producer Ben.
Producer Ben.
Yeah. Producer Ben.
He has been with us since 2011 when we started this podcast.
Well, not only has he been with us, it was Producer Ben's idea. Producer Ben came to us and said, you guys should do a panel show. And we said, we don't think we'd be very good at panel shows. And we proved him right. And yeah, still we kept on doing it. So yeah, this is all down to
Ben, why are you leaving?
Producer Ben.
Where are you going?
Where are you going, Ben?
Why are you leaving? Got a better job.
Just a bit too busy now.
Yeah, it's fair enough. He's got a fancy new podcasting job. Like, that pays actual money.
A job that pays.
He's got a job that pays for the first time in 8 years. And so
what's it like? What's it like?
What's it like making money, Ben? Ben, lend us some money.
Bloody hard, right?
Chuck us a quid at the P.O. box, mate. Come on. So,
be honest. Please.
Be honest. Seriously, be honest, mate.
Be honest.
Now, listen.
Honest.
Producer Ben, for the final time, let's hear those scores.
Well, I've worked out both ways.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Equality, please.
Wait, well, equality, you both
got 100. So I've worked out three ways.
Okay.
So equality, 100, 100.
Okay, 100, 100. Okay. That, let's just make it clear to everyone here, we don't think that's what equality is. Okay, just because, you know, I've already been arguing with people on Twitter today about
it's
that sort of
thing.
It's
been a hot topic, isn't it?
It's been a hot topic. It's been a hot topic.
Oh, sorry. No, that's just equal, isn't it?
Fine. Yeah, it's just equal. Yeah. That's it.
Look, when we gave everyone 57 points,
yeah. Wow.
Working from there, Ben and Al have 67. Tom and London have 83.
Oh! I love it.
Always.
So Ben and Al get to mend the scratch table while London and Tom get to create even more by dancing on top of a table with little old me. Hey. Thanks to our guest London Hughes, now it's the Green. We've been Pappies. We will see you next time on Flatshare Slamdown. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown featured Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark and Tom Parry with special guests London Hughes and Alistair Green. It was devised by Pappies and producer Ben Walker. Assistant production by Emma Corsham and Finley Davis, and it was edited by Emma Corsham. Big thanks to everyone who came down to see the recording and to everyone at the Phoenix for having us. Pappies Flatshare Slamdown is a secret news production for Acast and the internet. We'll miss you, DJ Bucket Louse. Cheers, everyone. Bye! For Flatshare Slamdown. Folks, before we finish as well, Tom, do you want to do this?
Keep it nice, everyone.
Keep it nice.
Yeah, we've got a small gift for Ben Walker to say thank you for his years of dedication and hard work. He generally is the foundation for the whole podcast. We decided to get you a bit of scratched wood.
Because you've been trying to get this scratch table one away, we've had a small bit of table framed there.
And scratched.
So there you go.
I love that.
There you go. Could we give him another huge round of applause? Ben Walker, everybody.
The reason for the whole podcast, Mr. Ben Walker.
So in a moment, you're going to hear the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call. And it was recorded in the public house in Sydenham. Our favourite boozer. Because we are also about to record the drunk house meeting that we record once quarterly. And you can hear on our Patreon if you go to patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare. Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Please be upstanding for the pub-based Neighbourhood Watch Patreon roll call.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thought that would sound a lot more satisfying. Just sound like a load of things clacking together.
There we go. That's the way it goes.
You can stick him in a van.
Yes.
You can blindfold him.
Yes.
Drop him 20 miles away from his nearest convenience store, and he will still try his best. That's right, everyone. He's a survivor. He's George. He's Paul Best.
Right, first thing, can we say, okay, you've had one sip of beer.
No.
We'll, that's good, because George Best is very apropos for the fact we're in the pub. Some cutlery over there.
I was trying to go with test.
Yeah, he'll pass the test, yeah. You can stick a sack over his head.
Fucking course you can.
You can bundle him into the back of a van, drive him thousands of miles away. You can spin him round three times. You can tickle him. You can take the sack off his head, and he'll still be able to find his Gorton. It's Alex Gorton. You can stick a sack over his head.
Yeah, too right.
Fucking kid.
Or their head.
I don't actually. That spelling.
Stick a sack over their head.
Their head. Stick a sack over their head.
What, regardless
Lob
of the spelling.
Lob them in the back of a van. Take them to the docks.
Yeah.
You lost a lot of your threat as a hostage taker when you started to question what was going on. So hang on. Are we supposed to
be careful?
Are we supposed to be?
They're down the docks.
You've got to take them to the docks.
Take them to the docks.
Can I just check? Have we got the right person?
Ask questions later.
Chuck them in the river.
Chuck them in the river.
Yeah. I'll still find their way back. Because they're Jamie Haycox. You can toss a fucking scarf over this guy's eyes.
Whoa.
Bung a sack over his head.
Yes.
Stick a pair of gloves onto his fucking hands. Make sure he's nice and warm.
Yeah.
Put him in a van. Turn the fucking heating on.
Lovely.
Drive for miles. Warm. Don't tell him where you're going. Let him out the van and tap him on the jazz.
and he'll still find a way to be watching his favourite movie by the end of the evening. It's jazz.
Let me tell you about this.
On the jazz?
Let me tell you about this guy, right?
Oh, God,
let
here
me
go.
Tell you.
Here
we fucking go. I'll tell you right now.
Got it.
Do you know what you can do with this guy? I'll tell you. Remember, beer goes in, air goes out, but not at the same time. I'll tell you what you can do this guy. You can take him out on a Caribbean cruise.
Oh,
yeah,
he'd love that.
You know what? You can take him on a Caribbean cruise.
It'd be in his absolute element.
You can put a lovely beach towel down on the deck.
Whoa, he's you know what? Got it coming
yeah,
to
you
him.
can rub suntan lotion.
Great bit of fucking room service
into his nether regions. You can pop a pair of shades on him.
Oh, he's loving it.
You can pop a hanky on his head, and you can say, "Dinner is served at 7 p.m. 6 p.m. It's 30% off. Early bird special."
He loves a bargain, the cunt.
He loves a fucking bargain.
And this one loves a bargain.
And he'll still say, "My name is Oliver Hackett," because his name is Oliver
Hackett.
His name was Oliver Hackett.
His name was Oliver Hackett.
Whoa. This yeah, guy.
This guy.
This guy, right?
Makes me sick.
You could chuck a sack over his head, right?
He'd fucking love that.
He'd fucking get off on it.
He'd drive him out into the countryside.
Oh, himself the fucking Uber.
Oh, drive him out to the countryside.
He loves a walk.
He loves a ramble. Take him out for a lovely ramble.
He's looking for the birds.
Put him up in a cottage.
Yeah, yeah, cottage him up, mate.
With a lovely view of the rolling hills.
Bloody Airbnb.
Fucking Peak District,
come on. Oh, yeah. Take him out. Take him out for a nice,
take him a nice pub lunch. Oh, yeah,
Plowman's. Oh, a nice pub lunch, a nice glass of stout.
Yeah, nice glass.
Have a lovely ramble out in a field. Don't worry.
He's got his fucking glass with him.
He's taking the glass with him.
He's not returning that to the pub. Don't you worry about it.
Don't you worry about it. For a lovely. Don't worry. The fields fallow.
Oh yeah.
It's not ruining any crops.
Yeah.
He hates crops. The cunt.
And still, he'll find his way home.
Oh, God.
Why? Because it's Benjamin Mallow.
You could take this absolute piece.
Oh, yeah.
He's fucking...
You could toss...
Died in the wall, toss
both
piece.
Of his feet into a sack and say...
toss his feet into a sack?
Yeah, toss his feet into a sack.
What are you doing the rest of it?
It's a sports day, all right? You toss his feet into a sack. You say, "Look, we've been training months for this, you absolute toiler.
Yeah.
Don't mess this up for me. But here's the twist. We're going to Barbados for 3 weeks, all inclusive. Oh, yeah.
God,
forget about the sports day, you fucking piece of rum." And then you stick him in the hotel. Six
stick
stars.
Right in the hotel.
Oh, what? Honestly.
Seven stars.
You come from the bar straight onto the beach.
No expenses spared.
You say, "Where are your trunks, mate? Did you remember the Ingham?" Oh, he's fucking forgotten, man. He's left them in his other sack. That is vintage Matthew Ingham.
That concludes, you fucking toilet.
You pieces
fucking
of toilet. Fucking neighbourhood watch. Fucking Patreon roll.
Fucking love that. Fucking Turkish bath. You fucking piece of work.
I love that. You fucking toilet.
So much. I can't get enough of your
I have no idea what I feel about you. It's badness.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you.
My affection for you is badness, and I can't even put it in a sack, you cunt.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.